The previous Mishnah distinguished between a part of the service of the korban which needs to be performed l'chatchila, ideally, and a part of the service which needs to be performed and it's ma'akev b'di'eved, which means that if it is not performed, the entire korban becomes invalid. And the Mishnah taught that the thoughts of pigul, of eating or offering the emurim beyond the time limit, those intentions are only relevant during the avodas, the services which are ma'akev b'di'eved, that they are absolutely necessary for the validity of the korban. And therefore, regarding korbanis which are offered up on the outer mizbeach, which was situated in the courtyard of the mizbeach, of the Beis HaMikdash, although ideally the blood needs to be thrown on the four corners, or at least two of the corners of the mizbeach, however, even if it was thrown just once on one corner, it would be valid, and the zrika would be considered to have been fulfilled. Therefore, whether the korban is going to be considered pigul or not is dependent totally on the intention that he had at that time. Now, there was another mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, and this was situated inside the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash. It's important to realize that most of the services which were done in the Beis HaMikdash were not done inside a building. They were done in the courtyard, which was open and was actually much larger than the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The building which we're talking about was called the Heichal, and that was the part of the Beis HaMikdash which was a real building with a roof on top of it. Inside the Heichal, there was a much smaller Mizbeach called the Mizbeach HaZohov, the Golden Mizbeach, and a few korbanos would be offered up on that Mizbeach, even though the vast majority of korbanos would be burnt and the blood would be applied and thrown on the outer Mizbeach. Says the Mishnah, Kol HaNitona LaMizbeach HaPanimi, any korban whose blood needs to be thrown on the inner Mizbeach, which was situated inside the Heichal, the law is regarding those sorts of korbanos, she'im chisar achas min hamatonos lo'kiper, that if he misses out any of the throwing of the blood on the Mizbeach, then the korban does not fulfill, it doesn't atone. Meaning, all of the applications of the blood on the Mizbeach need to be performed. Lefichach, therefore, im nosan kulon kesiknon, if he threw the blood on the Mizbeach, he applied the blood to the Mizbeach, and for all of those times, he did it with the correct intentions. The achas, but one of them, one of the times that he threw the blood onto the Mizbeach, shaloi kesikna, he did it with an incorrect intention of chutzis manoi. He intended for the continuation of the procedure to be done beyond its time limit. Says the Mishnah, Apostle, the aim b'koreis, the korban will be invalid because of the invalidating intention. However, there will not be a punishment of koreis for somebody who eats it. And the reason for that is as follows. Really, it should have koreis. Why is this not a regular case of pigul? There was no other invalidating intention other than chutzis manoi. Why is there no pigul? The answer is that these invalidating intentions only occurred with chetzi matir, half of the matir. The matir is the thing which permits the korban to be eaten or the emurim to be offered on the mizbeach. And the matir refers to the four avodas, the four services which are done in order to allow the meat to be eaten or the emurim to be burnt on the mizbeach. Now, we learned earlier on in the Masechta that if somebody, let's take the example of shechita, slaughtering. If somebody slaughters it, and in the first half of the slaughtering, he has a thought of chutzis manoi, and in the second half of that same slaughtering, he has all the correct intentions. We learned that it would still be considered pigul, even though he only had that pigul intention for half of the time that he performed the aveda. However, that's only because when he did have the pigul intention, he was slaughtering the entire animal. In the case of throwing the blood, if one needs to throw the blood, let's say, four times, and he has a pigul intention of chutzis manoi during three out of four, so that intention has no connection to the remaining part of the blood. In the case of the slaughtering, he was performing that slaughtering with the entire animal, and therefore pigul would apply, because that intention has connection to the entire animal. Even if he has that intention only for half of the amount of time that he's slaughtering, but when he has that intention has connection to the entire animal, because he is slaughtering the entire animal. But in the case of throwing the blood, if he had that intention regarding three of the throws, so the remaining blood, which he throws the fourth time, has no connection to that invalidating intention of pigul. There is a part of the actual object with which the service is being performed that wasn't affected by the pigul intention, and in such a case, pigul would not apply, and that is why in this case of the Mishnah, there is no pigul. The korin is certainly invalidated, but it's not considered pigel. This rule which we just described is called ein mefaglin b'chatzi mater. Mishnah Gimel, the source in the Torah for the concept of pigel is regarding the korban shlomim. And because of that, we learn certain rules regarding when pigel applies from shlomim, only if the situation and the circumstances are similar to that of a korban shlomim would pigel apply. And that gives rise to the rule which we're going to learn in this Mishnah, that pigel only applies to something which has a mater. This concept of mater, which we've been mentioning a couple of times, is that one thing is permitting the continuation of the procedure of the korbanos. For example, in order to do the haktorah, to do the burning of the emurim on the mizbeach, or to eat the rest of the korban, those two parts of the procedure of bringing a korban may only be performed if the four avodas have been performed. So the four avodas, the slaughtering, receiving of the blood, transporting the blood, and throwing the blood on the mizbeach, those all would be considered a mater for the continuation of the procedure, for the burning or eating of the korban. This Mishnah is going to list things which do not have a mater, and therefore pigel would not apply to them. Eilu dvarim she'ein chayav aleihem mishum pigel, the following things, one would not be liable to kores if he eats them because of pigel, since pigel does not apply. Hakoimetz, a handful of flour, which is taken when somebody brings a korban mincha, a korban of flour. A handful of the flour is first taken and burnt on the mizbeach, and then the rest of the flour is eaten by the koyanim. Now the offering of the koimetz, the handful of flour which is taken and burnt on the mizbeach, there's nothing else which needs to be done before that in order to allow you to do this. It is not dependent upon a different matir, and therefore pigel would not apply. The halavina, the frankincense which is burnt on the mizbeach together with the koimetz, the handful of flour. Again, this is not dependent on anything else. The aktoes, the incense of spices, which is offered on the inner mizbeach in the heichal, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, every day. There's nothing which needs to be done first in order to allow you to do that. Uminchas koyanim, a korban mincha brought by a koyain, this is fully burnt on the mizbeach. None of it is given to the koyanim to eat. And therefore the exact same law which applies to the handful of flour in a regular korban mincha would apply to all of the flour of a kohen's korban mincha. Uminchas kohen Moshiach, and the korban mincha brought by the kohen Gadol every day, he would bring half of it in the morning, half of it in the afternoon, all of it was burnt on the mizbeach, and there was no mater. Uminchas nesachim, most mishnayos delete this phrase. It's going to be discussed at the end of the Mishnah. The hadom, blood, the services performed with the blood, that is the matir itself, but there's nothing else which is required in order to do those services. V'nesochim abom mifnei atzmon, nesochim, which refers to wine, which is poured onto the mizbeach. The truth is, when one brings a korban, often he needs to bring nesochim with the korban, and he's only able to bring the wine once he has brought the korban. However, he is able to bring those nesochim a couple of days later as well. He's not obligated to bring that wine offering together with his actual korban. So the Mishnah is talking about a case where the nesochim are brought not on the same day, not together with the korban, and therefore we look at it as something separate from the korban. We don't look at it as the korban permitting you to bring the nesochim. We look at it as two separate things. It's true that you're only able to bring the wine after you've brought the animal, but it's still considered to be like two separate korbanos, and therefore, if you bring the nesochim by itself, habon mifnei atzmon, they come by themselves, not together with other korban, then pigel will not apply. And this is also referring to a case where somebody volunteers to bring nesochim by itself. One is able to just bring the offering of wine, and that certainly does not have a matir, and so pigel will not apply. Divrei Rav Meir, that is the opinion of Rav Meir. The Chachomim say, even if the nesachim are offered up together with the korban on that same day, you bring the korban and immediately after that you bring the nesachim, the wine, even then pigel will not apply, because we don't look at the korban as allowing you to bring those nesachim, proof being that you're able to bring the nesachim the next day as well. And just like if you brought it the next day, we wouldn't look at it as being permitted, as having a matir of the actual korban. The same applies if you happen to bring it earlier on. Now the Mishnah is going to bring an identical machlokes regarding loig shemen shel metzora, a loig, which is a particular volume of oil, which needs to be brought by a metzora. A metzora is somebody who had tzara'as, and at the end of his purification process, he needs to bring a korban osham. And only once he has brought the korban osham is he able to bring the oil as part of the offering. So, simply speaking, I would have thought that the oil has a matir, the matir is the korban osham. You're only able to do the process with the oil once you have brought that korban osham. However, the law is that the bringing of the oil can be done even later on, the next day, for example. And if it were bought the next day, then it would be considered to be something separate. So you wouldn't look at it as being permitted by the Korban Asham. It's something separate. And Rabbi Shimon says, Ein chayav lavan shum pigol, and would not be liable to pigol even if it is bought on the same day, because since you're able to bring it separately, so we look at it as something totally separate. Rabbi Meir says, chayav lavan shum pigol, one would be liable to pigol if the oil was brought together with the korban asham, because then we do look at it as part of the same offering, such that the korban asham is considered to be the matir for the oil. Shadam ha'asham matir, because the blood of the korban asham allows you to bring the oil. When we say bring the oil, by the way, that's referring to a process where the oil would be applied on the tzera himself. That is what was done with the oil. It wouldn't be offered on the mizbeach. And now the Mishnah summarizes with the rule, v'chol sheyesh lematirin bein la'odom bein ha'mizbeach, anything which is dependent on something else to permit it, to allow it to be performed, whether for a person or for the mizbeach, meaning whether we're talking about eating it or burning it on the mizbeach, chayav lavan shum pigol, one would be liable to the punishment of kores if he eats it, because it's considered to be pigol. Mishnah Dalet. Now the Mishnah is going to list a number of things which do have a matir. They do have something which precedes that process and allows it to be performed, and as such, pigol would apply. Ha'oila, a korban oila, which is totally burnt on the mizbeach, none of the meat is eaten. Doma, the process done with the blood, throwing it onto the mizbeach, matres besar la mizbeach, permits its meat to then be burnt on the mizbeach. That's the next part of the procedure, and that can only be done once the blood has been thrown onto the mizbeach. And therefore, if somebody ends up eating the meat after an invalidating intention of pigol was given to that meat, then he would be liable to kares. And the Mishnah adds that the throwing of the blood onto the mizbeach also permits the oyer lakranim, the hides, the skin of the animal which has been brought as the korban, for the kranim. That is one of their rites which they have. They receive the hides of the korban oylah. And although obviously that's not relevant to the laws of pigol, because you don't eat the hides of the animal, the Mishnah is telling us while we're on the topic that they have merit in those hides, and they have rights to them only once the process of the blood has been completed. Ola so'if, when we're talking about a korban oylah of a bird which is totally burnt onto the mizbeach, doma, the process done with its blood, and regarding korbanos of birds, instead of throwing the blood onto the mizbeach, the blood was sort of squeezed onto the wall of the mizbeach and it would drip downwards. But as it may, that process, matres besar la mizbeach, would permit the meat of that bird to be burnt onto the mizbeach. And therefore, if there was an invalidating intention of pigol, and later on somebody ate that meat, then he would be liable to kores for having eaten pigol. Chatas o'if, regarding a korban chatas of a bird, doma, the process done with its blood, matres besar la kohanim, permits its meat to be eaten by kohanim. Unlike a korban oila of a bird, a korban chatas of a bird is eaten by the kohanim. But again, that part of the procedure, the eating, has a matter, and therefore pigol would apply. Porim hanisrofim or srim hanisrofim, the bulls which are burnt and the male goats which are burnt, this is referring to a group of korbanos chatos, chatos offerings which are, or part of the process is performed in the inner mizbeach. Although the blood of most korbanos was thrown onto the mizbeach in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, the blood of these korbanos was thrown onto the mizbeach inside the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash. This was known as the Mizbeach HaZahov, the golden mizbeach, and Domon, the blood, the process done with this blood, Matres Emurehin Likorev, that would be a matir, it would allow the Emurin to be burnt on the mizbeach. The Emurin are the parts of the animal which are designated to be burnt on the mizbeach. However, on this point, Rabbi Shimon argues, Rabbi Shimon says, Kol she'ein al mizbeach achitzen kashalomim, any korban whose blood is not thrown on the outer mizbeach, just like a korban shalomim's blood is thrown on the outer mizbeach, ein chayav lavan shum pigol, there is no liability of pigol which applies to such a korban. Reason being that the whole concept of pigol is stated in the Torah regarding a korban shalomim, and we therefore learn these laws only to korbanos which are similar to the korban shalomim. Mishnah Hey, Kodshi Goyim, korbanos brought by non-Jews, there is such a concept. They're able to bring korbanos. However, it is learned from Pesukim that Ein Chayav Aleihem Mishum Pigol, there is no liability of pigol which applies to those korbanos, or Noisar. Noisar is when a regular valid korban is left past its deadline and then somebody eats it. The punishment for that is kores, but it wouldn't apply to korbanos of non-Jews, Vetomei. And likewise, if a Tomei person ate such a korban, he would not be liable to kores. V'ashechten b'chutz, one who slaughters such a korban outside of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, even though for a general korban that would be a liability of kares potter, in this case he would be exempt. That's also learned from Pesukim de Rav Meir, that is the opinion of Rav Meir, Rabbi Yossi Mechayev. However, in all of these four cases, Rabbi Yossi says he is obligated, he is liable to the punishment of kares. This is based on an argument how to learn the various Pesukim. The Vorim She'ein Chayim Aleihem Mishum Pigel, things which one is not liable to kares in the case of Pigel, like we've learned over the past few Mishnayos, that there are conditions, there needs to be a matir. All of those conditions apply to Pigel, but even if those conditions are not met, Chayav Aleihem Mishum Noisar, the liability of Noisar still applies. That's when a valid korban is left past its deadline and somebody eats it, Mishum Tomei. Or if a Tomei person eats something which doesn't have a matir, the punishment of kares would apply there. Chutz min hadom, except for the blood, that just like pigel doesn't apply if somebody eats blood, so too there's no liability for somebody who eats blood which has been left past its deadline, or if a tomei person eats blood. And that's learned from Pesukim, and Rabbi Shimon says, it's not only regarding blood, this whole idea that somebody is liable to kores for noisar and for eating something when he is tomei, that only applies b'dosh daiku lehe ochel, if it is something which is generally eaten and it's fit for eating. However, aval kagoin ha'etzim, but something like the wood which is burnt on the mizbeach, the halavino, the frankincense, which is burnt on the mizbeach together with a flower offering, a korban mincha, the akteres, or the incense, the mixture of spices, if somebody eats part of that, ein chayon aleihem mishum tumah, he's not liable to kores for having violated the avera of eating it whilst he is tomei, because it is not fit for eating at all. And based on Pesukim, we know therefore that the regular punishment of kores would not apply in that case. It should be noted that when the Mishnah said that there was no punishment for blood, for eating blood, the truth is, whenever somebody eats blood, he's liable to kores. The point of the Mishnah is that there is no additional liability to kores due to it being pigel or nisar, etc.